From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Anna Sirianni. University of Missouri officials say a student on the Columbia campus has active tuberculosis and may have infected other people. The school announced today that the Boone County Health Department is working with university health officials to determine whether other students and staff need testing. Privacy laws prohibit the release of any information about the student. The ill student left campus voluntarily. Only students with active infections can spread the disease to others through close contact. So far this year, 6 cases of active tuberculosis have been reported in Missouri. Columbia City Council members are scheduled to vote on a resolution tonight deciding whether to support a House bill that would ban conversion therapy. The Columbia Missourian reports the resolution would express, quote, support for House Bill 516 to prohibit mental health professionals from engaging in conversion therapy with a person under the age of 18. Mayor Brian Treese asked for a resolution to be prepared that would support the bill at a previous council meeting. According to the American Psychiatric Association, conversion therapy is a form of psychiatric therapy that aims to change a person's sexual orientation. The practice is grounded in the belief that sexual orientations other than heterosexual are mental disorders. The practice has been widely criticized and is opposed by the APA on the basis that the therapy risks significant harm. Columbia City Council will also consider an ordinance requiring businesses that sell tobacco or nicotine products to obtain annual licenses. The ordinance would require greater penalties for those who sell the products to people younger than the age of 21. The council will also vote on a resolution in support of a bill in the Missouri House that would make it illegal to use a cell phone while driving. Columbia City Council meets tonight at 7 in City Hall. University of Missouri is allowing instructors to hold classes on stop day this semester to make up for missed time due to bad weather. Stop day, or reading day, is the last Friday of the semester before final exam week. Usually, no classes are held so students can catch up on homework and studying before final exams. MU spokesperson Christian Basie says the faculty council met to discuss how to make up for lost class time.
They did offer if the only true way to get the information or to have the learning experience is through a face-to-face class meeting, that they have the option to utilize reading day.
Faculty has been asked to let students know in advance if they choose to have class on reading day, which is Friday, May 10th. The Columbia Special Education Parents and Teachers Association, or SEPTA, is hosting a candidate forum for the upcoming school board race tomorrow night. 2 of the 3 school board candidates will answer questions in person. Candidate Jay Atkins will be traveling, but will provide answers to the same questions. SEPTA Treasurer Tara Arnett says the questions will cover a variety of topics, like inclusion of special needs children in standard education settings, and a rule that prevents parents from recording meetings about their children's accommodations.
One of my concerns and other parents' concerns is inclusion. And I think one of the questions that will be asked is whether the candidates support the hiring of an individual like an inclusion specialist.
The SEPTA Candidate Forum runs from 6 to 8 at New Haven Elementary tomorrow night. Anna Sirianni, KBIA News, Columbia.